All right, the hunt for bin Laden still centered around Tora Bora. We've had some reports this weekend that he fled the area, but there are also clues leading back to that mountainous labyrinth. U.S. officials say they've intercepted radio transmissions of bin Laden issuing orders to troops near Tora Bora. Let's talk more about this and how legitimate they may or may not be. Paul Ginsberg, a radio detective and an expert in radio forensics. Paul, good morning to you. I didn't know people like you existed, but now I do. Good morning.
Behind the scenes.
I got you. First of all, in a general sense, how do you make this determination?
Well, there are a number of factors, of course. You try to take into account any intelligence that you have from the field, either from Al-Qaeda defectors or covert operatives as to the actual location. You want to know what the last known position was of the subject. The character of the intercepted transmissions, that is, are they consistent with the type of transmissions that you know have been coming from equipment that is known to be in that area? There are a number of factors also with respect to the actual voice, and voice identification can be done using electronic spectral analysis, and at the best, you can either make a positive identification,